The 2022 election is supposed to be over, but it may be quite some time before we have final tallies, and for that matter, even fully know for sure which party is in control of both the Senate and House. In California in particular, where there are a number of uncalled races, counting takes a very long time. There, election officials have 33 days to certify the vote, and they usually take most of that time. Virtually all of the votes come through the mail in California, and election officials verify the signature on every ballot. Hence, the extra long period is required to count them. In any event, the Georgia Senate election between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker will go to a runoff election on December the 6th. Both men finished under 50%, thus requiring the second vote. Georgia has a post-election runoff rule that guarantees the winner receives majority support. At this point, it is unclear if this race will be a battle for the 50th or 51st seat for either party. We can expect an interesting post-election period pertaining to the leadership for both parties in the House. Regardless of which is in the majority, the margin may be the tightest in history. For the Democrats, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, after the 2018 election, promised the members she would serve only two more terms if they would re-elect her. She won. And now we are at the end of those two terms. If the Democrats prevail with a small majority, will she depart? Conference Chairman Hakeem Jeffries of New York is waiting in the wings and is likely to ascend to the top leadership position, bypassing octogenarians Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, and Jim Clyburn, the majority whip. But will he have that opportunity? For the Republicans, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is poised to become Speaker if the GOP can claw to a small majority. Coming in so far under his promised expectations, will McCarthy be strong enough to first win the job and second be an effective speaker with such a small margin? All of these questions will soon be answered. Presidential fever will soon be upon us. The Tuesday elections produced a big winner and a big loser for the GOP. The obvious winner is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who swept to a landslide win over former governor and ex-congressman Charlie Crist. The big loser is former President Donald Trump for helping to shepherd many candidates through the Republican nomination system who were not strong enough to win a general election and for, of course, setting such a negative tone. The 2022 elections may well have set the stage for a truly significant nomination campaign, largely between Trump and DeSantis. It promises to be quite the show. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.